This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. The National Weather Service is predicting a cold snap tonight, with a wind chill advisory in effect through Thursday. Here to help us understand what to expect is NBC4's meteorologist, Ben Gelber. Hey, Ben.
Hi, Claire. How are you?
I'm well. Before we get into the why, give us the latest update. What's the weather supposed to be like tonight and tomorrow?
Well, we've been upgraded to a wind chill warning, which means wind chills could get into the 30 to 40 below zero range. You can get frostbite in a very short period of time if unprotected when we reach some dangerously low wind chill values late tonight into early Thursday morning, I think, is the window for wind chills that will be at least minus 20 in the Columbus area. During the daytime hours on Wednesday, we'll be lucky to get above zero. It's exceptional to have what we call a zero daylight period where the temperature doesn't get above zero. That's pretty serious stuff.
Why is this cold snap happening now?
Well, several weeks ago, I mentioned that the polar vortex, which is the coldest air in North America, at high levels of the atmosphere, had undergone a split really into three pieces or lobes. And I thought after January 20th, we would be paid a visit. And we caught a little bit of that a week ago on Monday. And then the primary portion of that lobe, not the actual core of the coldest air, but pretty close, is diving south. Now it had been displaced from the North Pole and wound up in southeastern Canada, and actually will be over the northern Great Lakes and upper Midwest for the next day or so, and then rotate back into Ontario. But that's very close. So that puts us on the fringe of about as cold an air mass as we can experience here, and it will be reminiscent of 5 years ago when we had a direct shot from the polar vortex that settled right over northern Ohio.
Yeah, how does this fit in with the bigger picture? We were having a pretty mild winter there for a while. Does this mean that the cold's descended and it's here to stay?
Well, and this is part of the balancing act in weather, but there are multiple factors. And you're right, we were very mild. We had 27 straight days of above average temperatures from a period around the 10th of December into early January. And we've had some modest or moderate cold that you would expect in any January in the past week. But in this case, you know, the cold air was bottled up. That dam, so to speak, broke, and that allowed this bundle of exceptionally cold air to push very far south. Now, as it rotates past us by the weekend, we'll bounce back into the 30s on Saturday and the 40s on Sunday, which will feel relatively spring-like. And I don't see another lobe of that extraordinarily cold air coming back anytime soon. So while we may have our bouts of cold weather in February, and I'm sure we will, this may be the harshest that we have to experience.
You mentioned how cold this is going to be, how it reminds you of the last time the polar vortex was here about 5 years ago. How out of the ordinary are temperatures this low?
When you have temperatures around 10 below and wind chills of 30 below zero, we have that once or twice a decade. So it's not extraordinary, but we've been in a milder pattern overall in the 21st century, so roughly the last two decades, with the exception of back-to-back winters that we all remember, 2013, 2014, when the polar vortex descended on the Great Lakes into northern portions of the Buckeye State, and we had air every bit as cold, if not a little colder, than what we will experience. So it kind of goes in cycles. That said, this could be a top 10 in terms of lowest wind chills on record, and so it could be essentially a once in a decade experience. But we're all going to feel some of the harshest chill that we ever experienced at our latitude.
Ben Gelber is meteorologist for NBC4. Thanks again for talking to me, Ben.
My pleasure, Claire. Stay warm.